You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. How about this? 2 hours into the show, and we buried the lead. It's Gilbert's birthday today.
Oh, I didn't know that.
How about this? Happy birthday, Gilbert.
Yeah, happy birthday to you, too.
Well, mine was a few weeks ago, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, he's close.
Yeah. I mean, you know, my birthday's the same as Mattress Max. What? Yours is the same as Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah.
What famous people have your birthday, Gilbert?
I don't know, that guy who played on some movie star. I don't know the devil's name anyway.
You don't know his name? He was a movie Batman star?
Anyway, you know, David Burns.
David Burns.
Ed Burns?
No, he played with Linda Blair a long time ago, you know, Bachman, you know.
Oh, I'm just not going to know that one.
Well, David, I can look it up.
Today's like famous birthdays. Gilbert, yeah. Tell me who are some of these. If you like, I'm going to skip the 1600s. I'm going to try to move forward a little bit.
Maybe
1800s. We'll get past that.
He shares the same birthday with Abe Vigoda.
Abe Vigoda. What show was he on?
Let's see. He was on...
Come on, Gilbert.
Let's see. Barry Miller. Barry
Miller. And what was his name?
Abe Vigoda, really. I don't
know. No. What was his name on the show?
Fish.
I didn't watch Barney Miller.
You didn't watch Barney Miller? That everybody watched Barney Miller.
Seems almost impossible.
I didn't like Barney Miller anyway.
He didn't like it.
Too lowbrow for Gilbert.
Gilbert, you share a birthday with Rupert Holmes. Do you remember the song he did?
Who?
Rupert Holmes. Musician. Oh. What song did he sing?
I know this song. Yeah.
Gilbert, what song did Rupert Holmes sing that was a hit song in about 1980?
You know it.
He's got to know it.
Rupert
Holmes. He's losing his edge.
Yeah, Gilbert. Well, how old are you today?
Gilbert. I don't know that song.
He shares a birthday with Billy Zane, the actor?
Yeah. Rupert Holmes sang the Pina Colada song.
Yeah, Pina Colada. Big Gilbert, if you like, sing it. If you like Pina Coladas.
Yeah, I remember that song.
He doesn't know the song.
Do you know the song? Can you sing it?
He doesn't know it.
That's impossible.
If you like Pina Colada, getting caught in the rain,
Yeah.
There we are. Right.
Lack of energy there, but
Steve Jobs? Steve Jobs' birthday today?
1979. I didn't know 1980.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Pina Colada song?
Yeah.
That was 1979? Okay.
Don't embarrass yourself,
Do you remember
Lance.
The month? Yeah. Do you remember the month, by any chance?
What?
Nothing. Was that, which one was that?
That was him, not
okay.
me.
Okay. Gilbert, do you remember, so when was Olivia Newton-John, do you remember what some of Olivia Newton-John's biggest hits were? This is right.
What?
Is that once real? Again, that was him.
Okay. Do you remember Olivia Newton-John's biggest hits from the 80s, I guess?
I Do Love You and Magic, that was it anyway, yeah.
Were they number one?
Yeah.
When was Magic number one?
1980.
Do you remember a month?
Why are you quizzing him? Shouldn't you be, you know, telling him what you got for his birthday?
That was the championship, went to the playoffs that year.
Oh, the Astros went to the playoffs, yeah. Lost
Lance,
to Phillies.
Yeah. What did you get Gilbert for his birthday?
Yeah. Gilbert, what'd you get?
A cake.
What kind of cake?
White cake, you know, cream cake.
Nice.
Lance, what did you get your dear friend?
I got you a list of birthdays.
That's not a present.
Famous birthdays.
That's not a present.
Yeah. I've got some list of birthdays. Eddie Murray, Simeon Rice. How about that? You share a birthday with Simeon Rice? Are you kidding me? Zach Johnson? Have you ever heard of Zach Johnson?
Yeah.
John?
Yeah.
How about Floyd Mayweather Jr.?
What?
Gilbert, you are the Floyd Mayweather Jr. of radio callers, undefeated.
What?
Undefeated.
What?
Wow, Bronson
Gilbert,
Arroyo.
You seem tired. Were you up late? Were you up late last night?
Celebrating?
Yes, I was last night, yeah.
What were you doing?
Watching the... I don't remember anyway.
Oh, you don't remember, huh?
Yeah, this is a very tired Gilbert. Gilbert, listen, blow it out for your birthday today.
Have a great time.
Have a great birthday.
Keep those egg rolls frying.
Get some sleep.
Yep.
Oh, Gilbert, he's trying to steal your...
your tagline.
Yeah. You want to say something before you go out?
Keep going,
Ingram.
Fine.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm. Lack of energy from Gilbert today.
Really? No energy today.
Low energy
and
guy.
And his birthday. Today. You'd think, hey, I'm pumped.
I don't think he appreciated the quiz.
Low
he called in to
guy.
Talk about his birthday, expecting John to like whip out some present, and all he did was get quizzed.
I wanted the information on what's
going on.
Well,
it's his birthday, not a chance for you to quiz him on things.
That's something.
It's a celebration.
Yeah, but that's fine, but how about, you know, wake up?
Well, I think the man was like, you know what? I'm going to call my dear friends because I'm sure they would like to celebrate another year of my life.
Yeah, but don't come into a show with low energy. Mike, the guy with the Chicago pizza place, he had energy when he called in.
Yeah, but you could barely understand him.
Have a little energy. I'm getting pumped about the start of the baseball season. You're out here watching videos off of other radio stations' Twitter pages and determining that, and you think you can see, like, the shot so far away, it looks like a peep show.
What's he looking at?
And he's watching batting practice. He's watching, like, a couple batting practice swings. Who are you watching batting practice swings
I was watching, Chaz McCormick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was launching them.
Could you tell?
It was, yeah, they were jumping off
the ball.
Bat.
Or
no, they're just in the trajectory.
You could just
I knew
tell,
the exit velo was awesome.
You could tell.
It was excellent.
And the launch angles were good?
Yeah, that was good.
I like it when you can eyeball exit velo and launch angle. Once you can do that, you take it to another level. You become, in a way, a numbers guy.
Yeah.
And you're talking exit velo. I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you noticed that Jeff Blum has turned into a numbers guy?
Yeah, yeah.
And Matt Bullard. They both are one and the same. Bull always cites, and it's been going on for like 6 or 7 years now, all the data points. You can tell this is a former player who really buys in to all the data points.
Blummer, too, with the
and
analytics.
Blummer, too. Yeah, they both really buy in on those numbers. And Chris Collinsworth, but only because he owns Pro Football Focus and he's trying to get free publicity.
Yeah, but what does Jeff Blum think about the women in Pittsburgh as fans? Like, Chris Collinsworth had thoughts. Does Jeff Blum have those same thoughts?
That was a long time ago, Dell. Yeah.
No, it wasn't. That was recent.
Was it?
The Chris Collinsworth thing where he was like, man, I like girls who are like,
no, it wasn't. It was when he was a rookie.
That's what I'm talking about. That was a long time ago. But the Pittsburgh thing was like,
oh,
man.
Yeah, about women?
Yeah.
About women knowing football?
Yeah.
What did he say? Was this year.
Oh, that's right. We played that sound.
Man, I'm shocked. Man, these women, they really know their football.
They're talking about, it's funny to hear women talk about routes.
That was funny to hear.
You could have mashed up Chris. What if Chris Collinsworth and Cam Newton had a...
talking about routes.
Do you think the women in Cam's life or that reporter goes, you're poor. You can be a free agent.
You're ass.
That's the response out of Cam every time he says something.
Okay, correction on the show. We never made a mistake here, but apparently we did. Apparently they didn't throw a condom out the window. They threw a tampon.
Yeah, I was just going to let that go too. Some corrections don't need, but that's true. And you know what?
The Tiger. But by the way, if you're just joining
us,
TMZ
in the guy
Tiger
goes,
documentary.
Let me keep this for safekeeping so I can prove it. I'm like, what? You got video footage. Why do you need to keep that in a Ziploc bag?
Her DNA was on it.
Oh, I don't care. Was there a crime being committed?
Yeah, why does he need DNA
murder?
Evidence?
What's the point of DNA evidence? I keep saying TMZ.
National Enquirer.
National Enquirer.
Listen, did you think any less of Tiger? Tiger, can't you wait a few days? Honestly.
Your wife's going to be back soon. Or really, you're saying wait a few... Never mind. What's the break here? You look forward to the break.
Man. Tiger,
can you wait a few days?
Can't you get one of the other girls that maybe it's not that?
Was that a question you asked beforehand? Like, look, I only got 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Are you or aren't you?
No,
where are we on this thing?
Did you watch the documentary, by the way?
Saying. Where are we
no,
on this
I haven't.
Thing?
You didn't watch the documentary?
No.
You should, because it goes into Tiger the Freak. Like how many girls he was having in Vegas, and then the one girl with the lips, the one who was Rachel
Dolezal.
No, not Dolezal.
You know, the story is Elon was
introduced. You could tell.
You could tell, Rachel. You could tell.
You could tell.
The story was Elon was introduced to Tiger by someone, right?
Yeah, it was the nanny of Bernard Longer. Who was she the nanny for? Was it it wasn't Bernard
Longer?
No.
It was Jesper.
Jesper part of it.
Yeah,
so clearly Tiger needed that because once he was out on his own picking, the quality dropped precipitously. Like, Tiger needed that Jesper Parnovic to introduce that.
No. She was a marryable girl. That's the one you bring home to mom.
But even the girl he's with now.
You got to see some
Rachel
of the Vegas
Uchitel
girls. Rachel Uchitel
was not a marryable girl. She was a girl that
What
you...
do you think of the woman he's with now? Exact sale. Tiger needed the help.
What face did you just do? No. Listen. If you watch the documentary, Tiger is out there with some freaks.
But you can
Rachel Uchitel was a freak.
But you can find a freak who maybe looks a little better, right?
Well, back in the day, it was better.
And no, there were plenty of them that were like, really, Tiger?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there was also that. Well, that's called sex addiction.
Well, yeah.
That's called Tiger's got a real problem.
How to put this?
I don't. If you say, how do I put
Let's
this?
Let's forget about it.
Just
move on.
Don't.
If you
TGS
have to,
insurance,
if
guys. I want to tell you about your
if
homeowner's insurance.
If he's trying to dance around something, forget about it.
TGS insurance wants you to get a home quote within 15 seconds. And you say, no, Lance, I think you meant 15 minutes. No, I said what I meant, 15 seconds. You text the word money to 232323, and they will quote you on your homeowner's insurance. I'm going to actually do it here in a second. And they will give you a new quote. Because here's the thing. You can change your homeowner's insurance anytime you want. Anytime you want. It's not like, you know, one of these contracts, whether your cell phone or your energy or whatever. With homeowner's insurance, car insurance, you can change whenever you want. And if you've already prepaid it so that you get a discount, they will send back the prorated money that you haven't spent. And the great thing is your friends over at TGS Insurance can get you switched over. You have minimal things to do. Like, you almost have to do nothing at all, and they can get you switched. Why keep, an A-rated insurance company that's charging you too much when you can get an A-rated insurance that is out there competing for your business with better price? You know, there's an incentive for you, and the average savings is $900 savings annually. So make sure you text the word money to 232323.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:16 ESPN 97.5. Lance has got the women of Tiger Woods. You know, there are some good ones in there.
Back in the day, it wasn't as bad as you're making it sound.
No. There were some good ones in there.
You get the one Perkins hostess, and now...
And then all of a sudden, you want all your women to smell like pancakes. No, that's not the case.
I mean...
No, there were some good ones in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Don't disrespect that man.
Mm-mm.
Now, some of the choices weren't great.
Yeah.
Were any of them an upgrade over his wife?
No, but your wife should be the best.
Well, I mean, unless you were actually looking for someone for an upgrade, but he was just looking for...
If you watch a documentary, you find out a lot about, Tiger has... There's some issues here with his dad being not faithful and
the best
Tiger
story,
basically knowing all about it.
With the camper right outside the putting
RV
green.
Outside the putting green, and his dad would have drinks in there for women.
Yeah.
Like the shag carpet.
While Tiger's out there practicing putting, his dad is not practicing.
He was driving at the driving range.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's good, clean fun for the whole family.
Here's a new shirt that Pat McAfee has out. It says, I'm a Jack Easterby guy. And it's a picture of Jack Easterby, the dorky one.
Well, so Jack Easterby is a nationally now, I mean, it's like, I know, we know he's nationally known but why is that a thing for?
If Jack Easterby was on Dancing with the Stars, would that help his image? No one else would know him. Like you would talk about a niche audience, just a very small basketball fans wouldn't know him. Baseball fans wouldn't know him. Some football fans wouldn't know him. We would know him. But if Jack Easterby was one of the, It's a livestock show and rodeo. Let's say they had the big parade or whatever, and he was, what is it called? The guy who sits over at
the Grand Marshal?
Well, yeah, the Grand Marshal.
Yeah.
What if Jack was Grand Marshal? Would that make people feel better about him?
No, I don't. See, here's what I think about it. I got Jack Easterby fatigue. I'm tired of and oh, by the way, man, that guy's got to be, it's got to be a living hell here in Houston. I mean, does he have kids? Because if they go to school with the name Easterby.
I don't even know if he's married, but I heard the credible source that Jack at one point had some protection because of death threats.
Yeah.
A joke.
I mean, this is
for a couple days. That's two
silly.
Or 3 days.
That's silly.
Yeah, I mean, I'll make fun of him.
Huh.
I'll get mad.
I mean, somebody tweeted us yesterday. It might have been Jack Easterby's account. Said, man.
Might have been Jack Easterby's account.
I don't know. His might be his burner. I don't know. He did say, leave him alone. What the McNairs want him. It's their team. They can, if they want Jack Easterby to be part of the organization, why do you care?
Because they're screwing up. Because this is, well, here's why we care. That's true. Why we care is because this is the team that we follow. You're providing a team for the city.
No, I get that. But
you're screwing up the whole team.
Well, is he screwing up the whole team now?
He circumvented. Yeah, he already has. The answer is yes.
No.
He was already a major factor.
He was a major factor with Bill O'Brien. If
someone's incompetent, do you want them continue?
No.
If you knew that somebody...
But I'm hoping that the problem is solved and that Nick Caserio is here and he will make football decisions.
Let's say the ERCOT guy, whoever is in charge of ERCOT, and they said, man, we got to make some changes. And the head of ERCOT said, yep, we're going to make some changes. Well, not me. Not the head. The guy who made the decisions that screwed everything up, he's still around. Everyone else resigns and retires. But, you know, he made the decisions. And then they're like, we're bringing in a new president. But this guy who sets all the prices and decides how much energy to purchase or whatever, we're going to keep him. You'd be like, no, that's the guy I want out.
Yeah.
And whoever did this ERCOT stuff, I want him out of here.
Well, if he doesn't make any decisions anymore, then you know what? I don't care. I don't care. And by the way, we can do this till we're blue in the face. They ain't firing him. They love Jack Easterby. For whatever reason, we got him through Bob McNair's death or whatever happened with the organization. And I don't know. I don't know behind the scenes. Jack Easterby has the McNairs in a stranglehold. You know what? You can continue. Go and protest outside the stadium. Whatever you want to do. Guess what ain't happening? They ain't firing Jack Easterby. If he hasn't fired him by now, he ain't firing Jack Easterby. So, I mean, and Jack Easterby is not. Jack Easterby played a major role in the ruination of this organization. I get it. My hope is that Nick Caserio is going to take over and going to be able to make football decisions, and football decisions will be good ones where we have good football players for a change instead of what football players we have now. That's what I'm hoping. Mm-hmm. You know, all of these, we signed Buddy Howell and we cut Senio Kalamete and Peter Cal, whatever. It's just, you're right. It's nuts and bolts. That's all it is.
Yep.
That's it. And now you got to get down to nuts and bolts of putting together some a semblance of a roster, because they don't even have a semblance of a roster.
It's really about if you got one guy that you believe is better than somebody on the roster, then that guy replaces that guy on your roster. And it's I watched the Colts do it. They had a terrible roster. I mean, it was up there with the Texans, but they had at the time. Well, he was coming off. Actually, they didn't have Andrew Luck the first year. They only got him for 1 year since Ballard's been there, but. Their roster, they flipped so much of that roster. And I remember being in that camp and watching the Texans were so much better, so much more talented. You know, I'd go to Texans camp and I went to that Colts camp and I'm like, ooh, man, this is terrible over here. And what he did was he piecemealed some stuff. Antoine Woods, you know, got some guys who are short-termers until he could – you got one-year deals on guys so that until he had time to draft and develop his players. And that's what you do. You don't spend a ton of money on free agents. You get one-year guys, you draft and develop, you keep a guy. If you like him, you can get him again. But you don't give out long-term deals in free agency with your money. You just piecemeal it with guys that you feel like, hey, we've got a good value on this because wave one and part of wave two is already gone in free agency. So we'll go wave two, wave three, where some good values out there. Guys who overshot their value are out there, and now they're actually under market value. We can get them for under market value. Like an Antoine Woods for 1 year. That's what he's going to have to do. It's going to you're going to have a rotating group of players like the Rockets have had. So that's what the Texans are going to look like.
Point being, those aren't Jack Easterby decisions. That's what I'm saying.
Jack Easterby is still running the team. You know Jack Easterby runs the team,
well,
right?
No. Jack Easterby, I truly believe this. If he's calling agents, it's under Nick Caserio's orders.
But if Nick feels like he is beholden to Jack because Jack got him the job, is that a problem to you? That's a concern to me. Because this whole time I've been telling you, hey, if Jack gets out of line, Nick will get rid of him. And then I'm coming to find out, oh, wait a minute. He's the one who negotiated Nick's contract. Like, he's so ingratiated with Jack. Jack can't go anywhere.
No,
that does concern me a little bit.
That's my point. He ain't going anywhere. And Jack Easterby's behind the scenes. Stay behind the scenes. Just. I mean, what the? We can till we're.
So it's our fault for bringing him up then.
Well, no.
Because what?
Why? Because we
recently
exposed him?
Well, yeah, we did. But now what's the point?
Now what's the point? Is right. What's the point now?
Do you want to ban Jack Easterby talk for the rest of February?
I think Jack Easterby talk was getting to the Vince and Reggie point.
Yeah, and that's true. It did.
I mean, it was getting ridiculous every day. And I'm just hope. My hope is that Jack Easterby has got a place in the organization where he can go and he can minister and he can. I don't know what he can do. All I know is
he's not going to minister.
Nick Caserio, in my mind, Nick Caserio is making decisions now. And until Nick Caserio proves that Nick Caserio can't make football decisions, that he's not good at making football decisions, then I'm going to give Nick Caserio what? Just go find football players, Nick Caserio.
How is he ministering? He's not ministering.
Seems to me he is. I mean,
no.
Yeah, he and Dylan Thompson together are going to bring this team through all the difficult times. Mm-mm. And I feel good about that. That I feel good about. All right.
Do you?
Yeah, because I've seen a lot of good information coming out of Jack Easterby's Twitter handle and well,
you
I mean, not that so much as I don't know.
You kind of ran out of steam.
I've just got Nick Easterby, Jack Easterby fatigue. That's all.
Oh, you don't want to hear the song that popped up over the weekend?
Yes, I do actually.
No,
did you ever hear it yesterday?
No, we didn't play it.
I don't know. Well,
John didn't want to.
Hard work.
I'm trying to stifle creativity.
Well, you're not a fan of the creator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, art and copy. Why don't you let art have its little say for once? Go ahead, Del.
Does
Let's
art
this
want
song.
The song to be played?
No, art and copy art. Means this is the art side. You're the copy side, just beating things down, trying to go nuts and bolts. Let's get out on break on time. The art is right there, the majesty. When we come back, we'll just come back with that as a bumper music. How about that?
Okay.
All right. 9:26. And it's now my turn to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LandZCars.com and check out the deep dealer discounts that they have, cashback allowances on the GMC Sierra pickup truck. I got to tell you something. The Sierra pickup truck has been something that many people have been very excited about for years and years. And I didn't, you know, I've never grown up as a pickup truck guy. I didn't have one growing up. And I drove the Sierra for the first time when my vehicle was in, having some service or actually having the hit and run by a uninsured driver. And so I had a Sierra pickup truck I was driving. Oh my gosh, what an now I get it. I really do get it now. All that cargo space, but not just that, the amount of space you have inside the actual cab itself, the amenities, the way that it handles, how smooth it is. I totally get why you pickup guys. And your GMC Sierra pickup is one right now that is a great opportunity for you to take advantage of the pricing they have and the special program that is available at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. You can go to the website and find it very, very quickly at LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
He's an idiot, he's so obvious. anything now that everything has gone wrong. Thanks to Easter Bee, dumbass Easter Bee.
It was Easter Bee all along.
Yeah, I traded Hopkins too.
Pretty good. Who is that? Who made that? Where'd you get it?
Space City Sports.
Okay.
At Live SCS. The reference, for those who aren't aware, it is a it's a reference to something that happened at the end of the latest WandaVision episode. It's just a parody of that. That's the bigger deal, and that's why they did it. But yeah, the imagery is great. It's just a bunch of bad pictures of Easter Bee smiling with his chiclets out. It's not a great look for Jack. When he's been called an idiot inside the song, that's not great either for him.
No. Ready? Are we ready? At nine, when it says 9:31 exactly, the rest of the month, no Easter Bee references.
What? I'm down.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay.
How much of the month is left?
What day is today? Friday.
Okay. Good. No,
more for the rest of the week.
Till Monday. Yeah, good. None of that till Monday.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. No, I mean, why? What? Nothing is. Guess what's not going to happen? If he hasn't fired him now, that's it.
You're kind of.
I didn't say it.
Don't talk around him. Don't even bring him up.
Did you see Luka last night?
Yeah. Another game winner.
He's the first player to hit two threes in the last 20 seconds of a game. I can't believe that, because Reggie Miller would have done that one, no?
Wasn't it game? It was to take the lead, right? To
win the game?
To lead.
But Reggie Miller would have done that.
Oh, in a single game?
It's two.
No, Reggie was catching up.
Yeah, it was two threes to take the lead in the final 20 seconds.
Reggie's last basket.
Two threes to take the lead.
Yes.
In the final 20 seconds of a game. And he, because they came down and hit a layup, right?
Yeah, he made a really tough jumper after great defense by the Celtics. He had to give the ball up, got it back, and hit a three, a step back to take the lead. The Celtics scored on the next possession, and then he came down to hit a three to win it. And because of his threes to win that game, the Celtics have two all-stars and are under 500. That went around yesterday on Twitter. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum both made the all-star team, and they're the only team with two all-stars who were under 500. That's how poorly it's gone for them.
Yeah, and there's talk that coach is gone.
Stevens?
Yeah. Brad Stevens is going to be gone.
Coming off of conference finals appearance.
Well, but I don't think they do. They're not going to do it during the season.
Brad
probably
Stevens
after the
will
season.
Be
scooped up. Like
scooped that. Up in yeah. 1 second.
Yeah.
It won't take much at all.
No. No. Brad Stevens will be. You know what? If I'm Brad Stevens, maybe I'll take a little break. He could do some TV.
Dude, if NBA players can't deal with Brad Stevens,
it's not about. No, I think he'd just get fired for performance.
Yeah, they're just.
Well,
not,
but they. They're not but there good. Has been talk about has the team tuned out Brad Stevens? At least that was out there, one of the stories. And it might be the answer is no, and then you move to the next thing. But, He'll get zapped up pretty quickly. Did you see? So Kevin Mather, you know, the fallout about him talking about
this is the Seattle CEO.
Yeah, well, former.
Yeah.
So, Jared Kelenic is a center fielder for them, and he came out yesterday and said, "Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was a second round of the 2018 baseball draft," and he came out and said, "Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're manipulating my service time clock right now."
They absolutely are. And what? That's baseball. Guess what? It's been...
Well, so last year, for example, let's see. Well, he didn't play last year. 2020, there was no minor leagues. 2019, yeah, he's pretty good. He's pretty good. He's doing
George
pretty
Springer's
well.
Like, what? What are you crying for?
Well, that's
a little
what I'm saying.
Notch?
Well, but yesterday Garrett Cole had a comment where he said this really has to stop. This ridiculous. But George Springer should have come up earlier.
Mm-hmm.
When it's time to come up, you should come up. They play the game, but what it does is it hurts players on the back end of how old you are when you can get to your second contract. I guess the argument is if you're going to have club control for as long as you get it, then at least be legitimate about But there's no way to truly exactly because it's subjective. It's subjective, and you understand why the Astros are doing it is they wanted to time him up with some of the other young guys. But you didn't have a lot of the other young guys back then, so how could you have known? You didn't have Bregman back then. You didn't have Yordan. You didn't have
The reason you held him back because you sucked. Why would you bring him up?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's really just all it was.
That's
100%.
And George Springer got a $150 million deal. What?
But George was pissed, though.
Yeah, I know George was pissed.
And it's
and George
would have
stayed,
will.
Though, if they would have offered him a contract. They didn't offer him a contract.
Not this year.
No, right. Yeah. Because it was, yeah.
You mean previously?
Previously, he would have stayed, right.
What do you think about the service time manipulation?
I think it's something that's been happening for a long time.
I know.
And what are you going to do? How can you prove? Now, if they bring you up the day... That
yeah.
you know that you now all of a sudden you're a 3+ guy.
Did Carlos come up after? Was he 3+ when they brought him up against? Wasn't it the White Sox as his first game? I wanted to say
might have been. Now George was a year plus.
Well, every day Charlie would bash the Astros about George Springer not being on the big league roster, and then he got up. I remember. And it was like, that's all we could talk about was George Springer because they had nothing. It was Singleton and Springer was the only – Springleton was all you could talk about.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing else. Well, that's not true. Jose Altuve was actually turned into a pretty good player. But no one talked about really Altuve back then. Like, that little guy, that'll go away soon enough.
I remember when he came up. I was like, oh, my
God. Pudgy little guy. Yeah, like, this is what the Astros look like
now? It's a gimmick.
Yeah.
I thought it was a gimmick.
Yeah. And then he won MVP.
Yeah. Yeah. Then he was pretty good.
Look at this gimmick.
Yeah.
This little guy slapping hits all over the place.
I remember when he came up. I was there.
He was a little pudgy.
What the hell?
Yeah.
This is our team?
Yeah. And it was a sign of embarrassment. Oh, my God. Look at our second baseman. Oh, that is super embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Jose what? Oh, a little guy named Jose. Oh, Drayton's just trying to. This for the Hispanic market. I just know that's what he's doing. What's it? He's in 389.
It was. I thought it was an Eddie Goodell kind of
he's
thing.
He's got a 16.
We're trying to get people out to see
rookie.
Him.
Yeah. And then before you know, he's like, "Wow, this guy's he can hit every pitch. you can't get him out."
Yeah. Maybe he's okay. Maybe he's pretty good.
Woo! We have so much we can do with this little feller. You think he ever called? Did Drayton ever call Jose Altuve a little feller at any point?
He didn't. No,
or little guy.
Yeah, he didn't. I don't think Drayton knew who Jose Altuve was.
Why?
Didn't he came up right when Crane bought him, didn't he?
No. He was up before then. I was here. He was, Altuve came up before that. He was with Drayton.
Was he?
Yeah. Drayton probably got some kind of sombrero gift.
Well,
for him.
Look at what can I have.
Like, he's not from
a
Mexico.
A little person day.
Yeah, Altuve's.
We got a Mexico sombrero and fajita giveaway. Like
he's not Mexican.
He's not Mexican. Drayton. Doesn't matter.
His first at bats were in 2011.
Spring of 2011.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was still Drayton.
That was still Drayton. When did Crane get him? 2013.
Yeah, or 12.
12 or 13.
I'm looking it up.
Well, look it. We got us a little something that people will want to come and watch.
Well,
the circus.
In May 2011, Crane reached an agreement to purchase the Astros.
2011?
Yep.
After the season began.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Interesting. So it is about the time. Drayton's like, I want back in. I got a little Mexican guy. No, Drayton.
He's not Mexican, Drayton.
And you're not going to make towels and sombreros and... You're not doing that, Drayton.
Yeah, Altuve.
We're done doing this crap.
Altuve started playing. Well, his first major league at bats for the Astros were after Jim Crane bought the team.
Wow, is that right?
Yep.
That was before then.
No, see, yeah, that wasn't a Drayton thing.
Well, they reached agreement, and then he was unanimously approved in November of 17. But the deal had been, as they say, consummated in May of that year, 2011, and Altuve was up taking hacks in July.
Dusty Baker on Jose Altuve. Last year was hard on him. It was hard on all of us. Then in the middle of that, he had some deaths in this family, which he didn't say anything about. There are things in life sometimes that people think don't affect us, and indeed they do.
Oh my gosh, TMZ has video of
of Tiger's car.
It's not that exciting.
No, it's just right before.
Yeah, it's him just driving.
You're going to see it?
No, it's just on a portion of a highway.
Does he look like he's flying?
Yeah, I guess, but the car before him looks like going the same speed. Just, it's not no big deal.
Dusty says, I see him singing.
That's it?
Yeah, I told
that's
you.
That's your video?
It's nothing.
It's nothing. Driving by. It was a clickbait. And you could guess what you did. You fell for it, like I did.
Like
I
see everyone
brake lights
will.
Coming on.
Like we all did.
Yeah.
I see him singing, and yeah, he has that bounce in his step. He appears to be happy. He's going to have a big year for us.
Who is that?
Dusty talking about Jose Altuve.
Excuse me.
What?
How is he throwing the ball to first base?
He's throwing the ball to first.
That would be my question. Bouncing the step all you want. Fine. Great. How's he throwing the ball to first base? That would be my question. I'm glad he feels it's great. I mean, what happened to him was terrible, considering the deaths in his family. Certainly an awful thing. But how's he throwing the ball to first base?
He's throwing it now with confidence.
That's great. That's what I want to hear.
That's right. He's got a pep. He's got a bounce in his step.
And an accurate arm.
Yes, and an accurate arm. That was nothing. It was just a little blip.
Hopeful. I actually believe that, yeah.
Everybody comes back from that.
Did Knobloch ever do this? Mm. Did Steve Sachs ever?
Mackie Sasser?
Yeah. Do they ever? Never. Who comes? Did Rick Ankiel ever figure it out?
But you know what? You know what that means? He'll be the first.
Will he have to switch? Like, Rick Ankiel had to become something else, right? He couldn't figure it out.
Right. He had to go out to the outfield.
Mm-hmm. I don't imagine that'll be the case for Altuve. I believe in him.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, he'll become what you thought Drayton was going to have him be, like this little guy who did tricks out there. What did you think Altuve was going to be at first? A guy who did special things because he's a little fella?
John thought he's a gimmick. Like do some kind of little
dance.
He does have dance.
He does have a little
dance. Wear his helmet backwards and swing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, guess what? That little gimmick turned out to be pretty damn good.
Damn Hall of Famer is what he is.
That's like a 12-year gimmick.
Best little man who's ever played baseball?
Well, but what's a little man mean? 5'6" or below?
5'8" or below. I'd have to look at all the little.
I know. I have to see all.
Pretty damn good. He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Oh, we'll see.
He's no David Eckstein.
We'll see. We'll see if he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I don't know. He's going to have.
Why would he not? So he was like 1.2%.
Steroid guys aren't there. Steroid guys
aren't there. He was like 1.2%. It's on that chart.
They don't know. They don't. They,
no one's.
No
looking
one
at
knows.
John
that.
McClain's going to sell him. Got to put a man.
John McClain's going to do
different
that.
Different sport and different.
Yeah, but he can go.
He doesn't process. Do that for baseball.
Seriously, if Jose Altuve doesn't go to the Hall of Fame, what's happening?
Well, you mean like Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds?
No, he didn't use steroids.
Like Pete Rose.
He didn't use steroids.
No, he worse.
Multiple
worse.
Years.
I don't know if you've heard. It's worse.
It's worse. I heard that. No, Jeff Passan said it's worse.
And he had that buzzer
what
allegedly.
Do you think about Jeff Passan?
Why are you trying to get this man?
This is a baseball guy.
And I'm setting
guys.
The snare traps. This man,
and
look
I,
what he
John's
did.
Are easy to find. I'm not supposed to say anything about Jeff Passan.
Oh, that's an inside story. 943 ESPN 97.5. Why don't you talk right now about your patio?
Texas Custom Patios. I was out last night, turned a fire on, and me and a buddy of mine, a couple friends, McCool, Sean Tier, we were out, just turned a patio. I had the fire pit. I don't always turn it on here in Houston, but we had it on. It was in the, temperatures are in the low 60s the other night. Had that on, and it was nice sitting around the fire, maybe high 50s, sitting around a fire and just having a cold one and enjoying the conversation. It's great to have a patio from Texas Custom Patios because it gives you a chance to have your own little getaway where you can go out there, watch your shows, listen to your music. Sometimes I go out there and just turn the receiver on and listen to music. I Bluetooth through my phone and got the speakers up in the ceilings. They will conform it. They build it onto your home, for example, and they match everything perfectly. The breezeway, the roof, so that you have something that looks like it was originally designed and developed and created with that house. And it's amazing what they can do. The time frame, the price, it doesn't change. When they tell you something, that's how they deliver. And then the quality of their work is unmatched. They are award winners year after year after year. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com and look at the before and after, and you'll see why so many people are excited. TexasCustomPatios.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Don't know if you've heard, but football is not over. So caller 5 right now, 713-780-3776, wants a pair of tickets to the State Fair Classic Spring Game at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. See one of the fiercest rivalries in SWAC football history as the Prairie View Panthers take on the Grambling Tigers Saturday, March 13th in the Dallas Cotton Bowl. And for HBCU fans, enjoy a live halftime concert featuring R&B group Drew Hill. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Caller 5, 713-780-3776. The game is March 13th, so you got some time to plan out your trip. Call in. Now back to John and Lance.
947 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. The number to call in if you got something that you want to talk about too, or get those tickets. Whichever the case may be. I just saw a website that said made some predictions this offseason. Will Fuller to the Colts.
Yeah, I think that's a... We talked about it yesterday. That's an interesting one. it gives you a legitimate... You know, you go T.Y. in the slot. You go
Fuller on the
Fuller
outside.
Out wide, and then you go... and they've got money. You go Fuller out wide, and then you got... And you got Pittman as a big possession receiver. Mo Alley Cox and Doyle at tight end. I mean, yeah, that's a pretty interesting.
What other free agent wide receivers are out there?
I'd have to see. I mean, I don't. Here's the thing. Here's why I don't think it would happen. Ballard drafted Paris Campbell, and he has had injuries his first 2 years. I think, and he's a legitimate speed guy. I think they'll want to play Paris Campbell. So I don't. I think they're actually fairly happy with their wide receiving crew. So it would be an interesting addition, but he's already got Paris Campbell who's been hurt. I think they'll try to get him healthy and just stay with him this year.
Allen Robinson is out there. It'll be interesting to see
I wouldn't overpay for Allen Robinson.
Well, Allen Robinson's pretty good. He was with Mitchell Trubisky.
Who would Will Fuller? I mean, there's a lot of teams they could use. A deep threat. The problem is I don't think Ben Roethlisberger, I don't know that I'd stick him over there.
Lose Pascal.
They don't have money anyway. I don't know. I don't know where Will Fuller
goes. I can see him winding up as a Jet if he's looking to cash in.
Actually, yeah. You could see him with the Jets. What about Jacksonville? The opposite side of...
Chark,
DJ Chark.
Ooh, ooh. I don't know if I want him in the division. Do you?
Well, you don't get a choice.
Well, I know you don't get a choice, but I don't think I want him there.
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah, half season. Will?
Odds are you'll only see him
half of Fuller.
I don't think
plays half what, a season.
Half a?
Yeah. I don't think
plays half a season.
Oh no,
that's the nickname. No. Half a season.
Oh, no. Will Fuller a half a?
Yes, he plays half a season.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order.
We're just going to move past that.
Going by the numbers.
You know the Texans.
Although last year was not an injury that sidelined.
Yeah, you think you want Philip Gaines or Vernon Hargraves covering Will Fuller?
No, I don't. I don't.
Neither of those guys are going to be here. So, another team.
Who the Texans' corner is going to be?
Does somebody probably better than them?
No, somebody... Definitely better.
You think somebody is worse than you think there's worse corners that they would add? There's going to be somebody better than those guys.
How are they going to sign them?
Do you think Gary and Conley gets an extension?
No. What?
He's a free agent.
Stop it.
Conley's a free agent, I think.
Stop it. Okay, look at Patrick Peterson's out there. Just grab him.
I'm sure this is the place he'd love to play.
No.
I want to go get a ring at the end of my career.
AJ Bouye, bring him back.
I bring back Bouye.
I wouldn't mind having Bouye. Xavier Rhodes. I don't care.
You keep naming players.
I don't care how old he is.
You keep naming players that might have other options than playing for the worst franchise in the league.
I don't care. Kevin King, bring him in. He's better.
Could I interest you in a place with no quarterback, no chance of winning, and a lack of cap room? Is that something that might interest you?
J-Jo's out there. Well, come on, J-Jo.
Oh, no, come back? I don't want J-Jo
better than
back.
Vernon Hargraves or Philip Gaines.
I don't know. I don't want J-Jo back.
Yes, J-Jo. I'll take him.
Let's bring back Ariza, too, for the third go.
Kevin King looked good in the postseason.
Oh, man, was he good. Better than what we have.
Yeah, honestly.
I would take Kevin King.
I'll take Kevin King right now. Okay? I mean, there's a guy after guy. Kyron Brown. Never heard of him. Bring him in.
He's got a shot. He's a free agent.
He's good. Treverius Ward. What? I'll take him.
I'll take Treverius Ward. Like I said, I'll take anybody that you say.
That's it. Bennett Jackson, big toe guy. Don't care.
Don't know. Is he white? No. Is he a white corner? Bennett Jackson?
Unlikely.
I don't know. It sounds kind of like.
All right. Tell me this player. Tell me what you think this player. Like, give me a description. Okay.
Major Applewhite.
Well, give me.
He can't play corner.
I want you to tell me what position this guy plays. He's a football player. I just wrote him up yesterday. Dell, you're not eligible for this one.
What?
This is only a John.
I got illegal benefits. I'm not eligible?
Yes. No. Tell me what position he plays,
all right,
what he looks like.
Okay.
Okay? Just give me a personality profile, okay, like an FBI profile.
Oh, this should go well.
Okay. So his name is Prescott Harvin III.
Prescott Harvin III? He's a Harvard quarterback.
No,
he's not.
He does not play in the Ivy League.
He doesn't.
Dell, do you know where he plays?
I do not.
Okay, then you can play. Well, you're looking at him up now, so forget it. Prescott Harvin III.
Prescott Harvin III. He's a wide receiver from Tennessee State.
No.
Okay.
My name is Prescott Harvin III. What position would he play in football?
I'm pretty sure. Well. He sounds like a Prescott Harvin III. Sounds like a quarterback, but he's not. He could be a corner.
He's not a corner. No.
What? And that's not his name, by the way.
Yeah, don't give me anything else.
His name's not Prescott.
Is it Preston?
It's Presley.
Oh, Presley. Even better. Presley Harvin III.
Well, he's in from Memphis.
His name is Presley Harvin III.
He plays at Memphis. No. And
he's in the ACC.
He's in the ACC.
Presley.
He'll
Harvin
never guess the position.
Third. What position do you think?
Does he go to? He goes to Wake Forest.
No, but you're on the right track.
Georgia Tech.
Yes.
Georgia Tech.
Yes.
Then he's a wide receiver.
No.
No.
He's not.
Okay.
Presley Harvin III.
He's a linebacker.
No.
What?
He's a punter.
He's a giant punter. Georgia Tech has.
He's also a 250. Who's like? He's listed at
256.
Go
what
watch
he's
some
at.
Video.
I've seen him. He doesn't fit in his uniform.
He doesn't fit in his uniform. He's giant. He's this giant kicker.
He's
like 270.
He's got a lineman's belly.
Oh, yeah.
And
his name is Presley Harvin III.
Well, see, you threw me off, but a punter that you're writing up. Okay, first of all.
He's going to the combine. The regional combine.
Presley
Harvin III. Punter from Georgia Tech.
You know how a college kid will put on weight just because he's not a grown man? He continues to put on weight as developed. Presley probably should have... stayed at his freshman weight.
Yeah, so I saw a video of him in high school punting, and I'm like, hey, did they have a pandemic for 4 straight years?
Holy crap, he's huge.
Yeah, it's like a freshman.
He's number
15,
27?
Sophomore 15, junior 15. Yeah, that's him, that Holy. Punter.
And he throws, too, by the way.
Yeah, he had a fake. He had a 41-yard touchdown pass.
And he's got good form.
Yeah.
He is a fat dude.
Yeah, he is. He's a punter that's going to garner some excitement.
Do you think they're going to want to?
Oh, if you get a punter that's like you know how excited
beefy?
People get when you see punters and kickers that are the big girthy beefy punters and kickers. Everyone gets all excited except for Randy Bullock.
Yeah, they all go to Texas A&M.
No one was excited about Randy Bullock.
No, they all go to Texas A&M. Fat kickers.
No, Penn State have one. Rutgers with the sleeves rolled up who ran out there.
Yeah,
oh, man.
And other teams were targeting him.
Yeah, but they try to run, and every once in a while they'll just lay somebody out on the sideline when a kick returner gets through the initial wave, and all of a sudden you see this 260-pound kicker just pow.
His name was Joey Julius. He was 5'10", 260.
Where did he play?
Penn State.
Yeah, that was him. The fattest, sassiest kicker that's ever lived. Joey Julius.
He was.
Are you kidding me? That's Pennsylvania born and bred.
He was involved in enough plays where other teams were actually sending a guy at him to
somebody go to knock get rid down of that him. Fat kicker.
Yeah, it's a little embarrassing. He's making tackles.
Yeah, the fat kicker. If he's knocking guys around, he'll start to.
This is true. He looks like Andy Reid at age 13.
Who?
Presley.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. And in punt passing kicking too. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. Just me and Dell now. And what Dell?
Lance, are you done for the day?
No, I think I'm going to stick around.
All right. But just in case.
Bye, bitch.
Just in case you want to leave early.
Yeah, just in case you try to trick me.
For saying that, and what? Then you'd have to take
How do
it
I
down.
Get sued?
No, I wish she would. Well, it is copyright infringement.
It's on her Instagram.
Did you get her permission to use that?
Yeah. No, did you get permission, Dale?
No, I didn't.
On her name and likeness?
We don't. What's her name?
Her voice?
Bye, bitch.
It was Tiffany?
No, it wasn't.
Well, why are something
you,
like that.
Why are you still here? You heard her.
Bye, bitch.
That's three
times. It's three times. He won't leave.
Time for me to talk about Jeff Aronoff at Absolute Marble and Granite. This is a tough time for a lot of you, I know. I was just talking to somebody about it. Just call Jeff Aronoff. If you want to get him to come to your house or your business, you had pipe, it broke through your ceiling. Now you've got to redo everything. And I talk about Jeff, it's Absolute Marble and Granite, but he's a designer. He's a contractor. He's going to fix whatever it is. He can do entire rooms. He can do flooring. He can do walls. He can do ceilings. He can do it all. He can get this job done in these tough times, and these are tough times. And you got to have somebody that's going to come in there and they're going to get the job. They're going to make it look great. He'll help you design your new rooms because you got to redo it. Or if you want to just put it together the way it was before, that's fine too. He can do that as well. But if you want somebody that can get all of this done and he can do it at a price, 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener, then give Jeff Aronoff a call and let him come to your home or your business and fix it. This is a really, really hard time for a lot of you. Let Jeff Aronoff help you out of these tough times. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822 is Absolute Marble and Granite.
ESPN 97.5.